This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, March the 15th, it's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, DJ squared. I've been wrestling this all morning since somebody dropped this on my head. Okay, let's do this. It's called the DJ squared V program. Victoria's out again this week, recuperating from her operation. So Jay is at the ready. Jennifer's at the ready. We are here mentally, physically, spiritually, all here to sort of take care of what's going on. We've prioritized things in the news. For example, the business about Andrew Cuomo and whether he should resign. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I look at all these people, Biden and the Democrats jumping on this thing. He should resign because, and he says, I'm not resigning because. And so this has become a big... The charges against him are credible and serious. According to whom? I'm not saying they aren't, but who do we listen to? These people, both Democrats and Republicans are good at eating their young. So here we are with that phony Chuck Schumer. Kirsten Gillibrand, I have good feelings about. I don't think she's a bad apple.
A lot of criticism because she was so strong calling out Al Franken and getting him to resign. She was really the reason Al Franken left the Senate. Yeah. It wasn't because they're Republicans. It was Kirsten Gillibrand.
And he should never have left, as it turned out. And she got mud on her face because of that.
Now she's not saying much, or it took her a while to come out and make a comment about Cuomo. And so people are going, well, wait a second. You ran Al Franken out for taking a weird picture with somebody. Here are some real accusers. Why aren't you speaking out so loudly now? So it's, you have to, everybody's guilty of it. We're all guilty of being hypocritical from time to time. The problem is that when you are so loud and you have a microphone in front of you and everything comes back, we know nothing goes away. It can always be used against you. And that's what she's seeing.
All right. So speaking of a loud microphone, amid the very contentious hearing over proposed restrictions in the vote-by-mail system in Arizona, there's the story of a Republican state lawmaker who argued that voters who had not participated in recent elections shouldn't automatically have absentee ballots mailed to them. The reasoning, according to John Kavanaugh, who's the state rep, is that Republicans care more about alleged voter fraud than Democrats and that everybody shouldn't be voting. I don't see anything wrong with that statement at all. Frankly, everybody shouldn't be voting. There are a lot of people in Arizona who have no business voting, yet they somehow or other get on the voting. They're not citizens. They blow through town. I mean, how do these people, and this is the scourge. Go ahead.
Oh, no, what I think is more, every state is different, so every state has their own set of laws, but I think the rub that happened in a lot of states because of COVID-19 is because they took the voter rolls, which have never been cleaned up. You have to, for mail-in voting to work, you have to be able to trust your Secretary of State and your Registrar of Voters because you have to depend on them for cleaning up voter rolls. In California, our voter rolls never get cleaned up. There are hundreds and thousands of ballots that go out that people have been dead, they've moved, they've never been. I mean, I had one listener this year show me 18 ballots with different names on them sent to her one single family home. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I think the argument is not that you want less people to vote. You just want people to take the step, like when you're voting absentee, to request the ballot. That's all. I mean, you just don't want to throw out ballots to this whole list of people that might be dead. They might not be of legal status.
It happens all the time.
Right.
How many times have you heard me tell a story
for it if you want it?
About my father when he was just old enough to vote? He and 10 of his buddies were hired by the local ward bosses in Boston. There were 10 wards, and each of the 10 guys was given $100 to go to 10 different locations, 10 wards. They had 10 names, all people dead, to go vote in their name back in the 1920s, 1930s. And, you know that you hear, you laugh about Chicago and politics there. It happens there all the time.
Yeah.
It's what they're known for, in fact. Yeah, it's especially the House, if you will. Speaking of that, Governor Newsom there in California has admitted, Jennifer, he made mistakes. No, really? Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, it's a big deal, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, it's amazing how 2 million people signing a recall against you will make you go, maybe I didn't do everything right.
Yeah, right. What a phony. Oh, man. All right, anyway, so let's see, what else have we got? I suppose we ought to talk a little about Bill Blah Blasio. We didn't bring him into the Cuomo thing, or does anybody care? I mean, why would anybody care what that guy said? I think we've covered the...
It's pretty significant. So when you're the mayor, I'm sorry, when you're the governor of New York, to have the mayor of New York City come out against you is a big deal. But you also have to consider that Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo do not like each other. I know we don't like to use the word hate, but it's pretty close. They have a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I think
Cuomo's side when it comes to that one, because Bill de Blasio is just a cheap, petty, anti-politician. Anyway,
well, and from the political perspective, the reason that the Democrats are turning on Cuomo, I think there are more Republicans supporting Cuomo right now, if you can believe it, than not. I mean, nobody likes him in the state. Almost everybody in the state legislature, Democrat, Republican, they've called on him to resign. And the reason for that is that he's got two major scandals, the nursing home and now the sex scandal. His ex-wife came out over the weekend and said she'd hide in a bedroom away from him because he was abusive to her. So there's some really serious stuff going on against him. And the question is, can you govern when you're managing multiple scandals? And I don't know what the answer is. He gets his time, obviously, to mount his defense. He gets due process, and I support that. But how much work can you do when you have so much coming against you? That's, I don't know. That's the question you have to look inward and ask yourself. But the reason the Democrats have turned on him so much is they're trying to get him out for the sex scandal because they don't want to have to deal with the nursing home scandal. Because the nursing home scandal, this policies of Andrew Cuomo were replicated in a lot
of
these states
in line?
The country.
All right, who could be behind him?
Well,
in
the point
pushing
is that putting sick people into nursing homes is going to take down governors in New Jersey, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania. And so they're trying to separate Cuomo from that and get him out on sex. I don't know who would take over.
Okay, they are.
So the lieutenant governor would.
But who's the lieutenant governor? Somebody whose name certainly nobody's heard.
Yeah,
who knows exactly?
I mean, you have to remember, too, he's up for re-election next year. Mm-hmm. So will he win? Will he be able to win re-election if he holds out that long?
Nope. Yeah. Okay. So where you are in Los Angeles, a number are, let's see, what's the number? Is up to 11 or 12 arrested because of the protesters, given it was the anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death, a lot of hoopla in various cities around the country. And so much has been made, Jennifer, of the LAPD driving into the crowd. This is how things get blown out of proportion. Supposedly a lot of incidents between the police and protesters. Where was this? Is this Hollywood only?
Downtown in Hollywood had some stuff going on. But the problem is that you have these large groups of people, and then they start getting violent. And so then the police have to come in, and they have to come in riot gear. And then someone is standing there with the camera showing police in riot gear. And then somebody jumping in front of a police car, and they start recording as soon as the police car hits that person.
Right. Well, so it's the police's fault. No, sorry.
The deal is that you have a lot of agitators who are pouring gasoline on a fire that does not need it right now. And all of these images, that's all people see on social media, so they don't know what's going on around it. They just see a police cruiser hitting somebody. They don't realize that people were on top of the police cruisers jumping up and down before this happened because they only watch. I mean, Jay's talked about this before. Everybody always sees things in snippets, right? That's how we see everything. And no one watches things in context.
Nope.
And we're all guilty of it, but if you're going to be a part of this movement, why do you want to make it worse than it already is? I don't know why they agitate. People are already upset on both sides. Why make it worse?
Because it makes headlines. I can be in the newspaper. You can see my picture on TV. All right, so here, let's go from L.A. to Chicago. Over the weekend, two people shot and killed, 13 injured. Apparently, somebody's having a party on the south side of Chicago. And as a result of an argument between two supposed friends, both of them got killed, and 13, this shooter just came in, apparently, and started shooting things up. And so that's the, you know, this happens once we get into the warm weather, when it was pretty warm over the weekend in some of these places. Although,
unless you
look
were
at
in
this.
Colorado.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, look at the up to your knees in snow. And
my mom is in Colorado right now with my grandfather, and she said Estes Park got 100 inches of snow. I mean, think about that. This weekend, crazy. Yeah.
That's massive. Oh, to be snowboarding there.
A lot of snow. Yep. And the weather around the country. You had a lot of rain this weekend, Jennifer, right?
No rain this weekend, but it's supposed to start up today. It stopped raining Friday. Saturday, Sunday were nice days. Today we'll get some rain.
Yeah. And I was trying to come up with what my children said about the weather there. It was almost cooler there on Saturday than it was here on the East Coast.
Rather. Yeah, it's been cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so let's see. There was one other thing here that I wanted to touch on, the open border policies. I was listening in the truck to NPR on Saturday, and I've become pretty disgusted with NPR and their bias. I mean, it used to be that the bias was subtle, and now it's not anymore. There was somebody on, I don't even remember who it was, some supposed expert, that said, you know what? There are 515,000 people that have come across the border, but when Trump was there, it was 490,000, so there's only 15,000 difference or whatever it is. So why is everybody talking about Joe Biden making a mess of the border? Broken systems.
Well, they're talking about it because here, and it's something I've said to you, Trump was totally tested. In 2019, there was that huge migrant surge and people were coming here and the kids and the unaccompanied minors being kept in what they call cages. I mean, they're not cages.
No, not really cages.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah. And then Trump came up with the Stay in Mexico policy, made a deal with the president of Mexico and got things under control. And then on day one, Biden, one of his first executive orders was to unravel all of those policies because, you know, Trump was so bad and inhumane. Well, now he sees in 53 days how things just imploded at the border. I mean, everything that Trump had kind of started to organize, and he wasn't perfect early on. He was in trouble, too. Now those policies are gone, and Biden is seeing the same kind of thing, if not worse, people coming into the country because they think they'll be able to, and once they get here, they'll be given amnesty. So the rhetoric does matter, and everybody just needs to be honest enough to know, hey, even if we didn't like Trump, maybe this deal that we had with Mexico was working. Why can't we keep that? You don't have to like Trump to keep some of the stuff that he did as president. Same thing with Trump. He didn't have to like Obama, but you could have kept some of the stuff that was working. I mean, it's become so partisan that it's like you have to throw the baby
way
out with the bathwater, right?
Yeah, way too much. 18 and change after the hour here on the DJV program with connections to your ears, your eyes, your lungs. Your nose is the nest for viruses and bacteria, which can spread to other parts of your body, irritating the interconnected areas. So by washing your nose through the day, you support your nasal defenses in their attempts to flush out the threats. Here I go with my, let's see if I can do this. Here it is. You can hear that, right, Jay? You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, it's good. I feel refreshed already. What's in my nostrils came out of the clear bottle, X-L-E-A-R. I always want to spell this X-C just to get it in, but it's X-L-E-A-R, a little plastic bottle with the main ingredient being something that is all natural that people are happy to use as toothpaste, as a matter of fact. It's xylitol. That's the main ingredient, all natural. This is the way that you can keep your nose clean and lubricated, block the viral adhesion of things that you don't want in your body, no matter what it is. Keep them out. Keep your nose clean, as they say. Use Clear. You can find it at your grocery store, the drugstore. You can find it all over the country, everywhere. Natural food stores. You can order it online at clear.com, whatever it is. Keep your nose clear. You and your family, all natural, Clear. X-L-E-A-R.com. 21 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with our focus on all these bombshell interviews and what's going on social media. The Harry and Meghan thing is still on top of the pile, it would seem. But there's J-Lo, and there's the Grammys, and, well, this, you name it. We can pull a rabbit out of a hat here when it comes to social media and trending stories, which we'll get to in just a moment.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, let's get out of here. So is there any latent Meghan and Harry news, or is it just the same stuff that's been rehashed for over a week, Jay?
Pretty much the same stuff. Prince William being asked as he's exiting an East London school if the family's racist. He said no. Prince Charles has spoken out.
What do you think he's going to say? Yes?
I know, right? But yes, and I'll tell you who.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. All right. Boo. All right, anyway, keep going.
A big winner out of that whole thing is the yogurt shop that Meghan Markle worked at once upon a time.
Really?
Humphrey Yogurt? I forget.
After is a play on Humphrey Bogart.
Yes, the Humphrey Bogart play. I just couldn't remember the actual name. But, I mean, they've seen a huge increase in sales. A lot of people going there because that's where Meghan Markle used to work.
Really? Isn't it funny how people associate? People are so funny. I just want to be in touch with celebrity. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, the Grammy Awards last night, Beyonce the big winner. What was your take? Because you watched the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought they did it very nicely. It opened with a bunch of the artists, the performers, kind of in this, like, banquet stage in the round, and they just kind of did a couple performances right in a row.
Yeah.
Then there was a kind of the banquet, I don't want to call it a banquet room, but where a lot of the awards were being given out. It was on like a rooftop patio. I mean, it was just, I thought they did a great job. I loved seeing the fashion and how so many people were matching their masks with their, you know, the designer outfits. And it was just so great seeing all the music. There was really spectacular performances.
So normally those shows do better with women than men.
I think it depends on the show. I would typically say probably more women are watching than men.
Yeah,
but some of the shows, I'm astounded by how many of my guy friends watched it and can talk about it.
Really?
And my female friends are like, nope, missed it.
Yeah. I'm one of your guy friends. I missed it and didn't miss it, if you know what I mean.
Did you care to watch it?
Nah. No, not
I was going to say.
Nothing in it for me. No music there that I identified with at all. The business about clocks being moved ahead, people are talking about the one clock that didn't get moved.
I didn't realize this was such a thing. It's like an own personal act of rebellion. The car clock, either the microwave or the oven clock, or if there's a grandfather clock in the house, somebody leaves one clock untouched.
Get it? All right, there it is, an overview of trending things here on the DJB program, 28 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The third round of stimulus checks are already hitting some bank accounts. But while some households will see the funds within the next few days, others might have to be in for a longer wait. About 85% of people will receive one of the $1,400 checks very fast. But it's likely that some of the issues that stymied delivery for some people in the previous two rounds could cause delays again. Florida authorities respond to what they referred to as one of the worst car crashes they have ever seen. Five people, including three children, died when their car pulled in the path of an SUV in West Orange County, Florida.
This is an extremely rough call. We have senior firefighters who've been on the department 15 plus years, and this is never easy, especially when you talk about children. And our hearts go out to the families and to the community.
Orange County Fire Chief Thomas Veal on WFTV says the driver of both vehicles did survive the crash. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Back in 1985, someone forgot to tell talk show host David Letterman Marvelous Marvin Hagler legally changed his name to Marvelous.
Last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
It's a joke. It's only your joke.
I didn't know. He got enough money for me.
Fellow boxing great Thomas Hitman Hearn shared with his fellow followers on social media that Hagler was fighting the after effects of the vaccine before the former undisputed middleweight ultimately passed away. A cause of death has not been released for the 66-year-old Hagler, but he did recently have a COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when taken to the hospital near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th. A man collecting money for Black Lives Matter ensured only one black life mattered, his own. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The DOJ said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta and defrauded donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, March 15th, DJV program. Doug and Jay, Victoria out. Maybe back later on this week, we'll see how that works. Today is National Napping Day, recognizing our need, for those of us who do morning radio. I've been taking naps much of my life, actually. I kind of like
it. Naps are clutch.
Right.
Naps are amazing.
Very good. So, it's the return of daylight savings time. We all know that. Hopefully you've done your clock thing. That was one of the trending items to be expected, I think, Jay. Right? The trending.
Oh, I forgot to turn my clock ahead. Yeah, the forever debate of not wanting to change the time. But also, so many people have one clock somewhere, like whether it's in their car or somewhere in their home, that they just absolutely refuse to change. It's their own little rebellion.
It's pretty silly. Okay. So what happens during nap time? I remember as a kid, the man who was like my second father, I called him Uncle Sam because his birthday was the 4th of July. His name was David Mayo, and he was a farmer and had local school bus contract, and he was up every morning at 4, milked the cows, then went out, drove the bus, came back, cleaned up the barn, did the work that needed to be done, go in the house for lunch, take a nap, get up, go drive the school bus, come back, milk the cows. That was his day. And so I learned about naps then. He used to take a 20, 30-minute nap, and he always looked like he was his cheeks were so pink when he got up and came outside and got on the bus to drive to school to bring the kids home. It was really kind of cool. And that's where I got my respect for napping. It's an internal clock sort of thing. And now I try to do the same thing. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. So by noontime, I think I got to have a nap. The other day when I went down to Connecticut to pick up the parts for my truck, and I had the breakdown, well, just before I had the breakdown, I had pulled over to the side of the road because I was sleepy. And I, you never want to drive when you're sleepy. So I got in the back of the truck, have a pillow back there, and I just stretched out for 20, 25 minutes and had a nap. Felt much better. I think about Daisy, who's in the truck with me, and she's napping all the time. She loves to sleep to the vibration of the truck. There's something about that. And I think that's what happens to humans too, Jay. When you're driving along, there's a certain vibration that sort of lulls you down to calm. And then you need a nap. You take a nap, don't you, every day?
Oh, yeah, I take multiple naps a day.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Like how long?
Somebody once told me when the baby sleeps, you should sleep. And I said, okay. So every
can
time
you
I
do that,
nap,
though? Some people can't just shut it off.
I can. I feel like I have a superpower, and that is the ability to nap. I can fall asleep very, very quickly and very easily anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, I can sleep on a fence. Sometimes, though, there's a prayer that I have that I use, and it works every single time. It's a short little prayer about being thankful for the things that I love in life and that sort of stuff. And when I do it, it puts my mind right at ease. Well, so if you have children, if you got pets, they take their work seriously. Daisy's very interested in being in the truck with me. She's with me when I'm on the. She just wants to be around, and so she'll take a nap when she feels everything is right. And it's proven over and over again that you are much of your body's better, you feel better, your mood is better, your mind is better. So it has nothing to be ashamed of. I think I know Bloomberg installed this early on. I think Google has done it. Many of the big companies have nap rooms now. So if you aren't alert while you're working, you're of no use to the company. So you go into the nap room and take a 20-minute nap. I think that's very productive, and it's better than people wasting their time. You know, there were those, I can remember this early on, Jay, when people who objected, oh, that guy's going to take a nap. How come I don't take a nap? Because you go outside for a cigarette break four times a day. Yeah, come on.
I knew. I had some friends who actually took up the appearance of smoking. They never actually smoked, but they took up the appearance of smoking just so they could get that smoke break.
Yeah, get outside. And I think that's very prejudicial. It kind of falls in the same league, as far as I'm concerned, of people who smoked all their lives who are given preference to get the vaccine, or they're in a wheelchair because they smoked and killed themselves and they go to the front of the line to get on an airplane. You know, I'm heartless and cruel, I guess, when it comes to that, because I saw what tobacco smoking did to my mother. She was dead at the age of 50 from smoking. And if I could figure out a way to blow up or somehow put the tobacco companies out of business, I would love to do it, because there's nothing worse in our society and in the world than the legalization of the use of tobacco. And we're such a bunch of hypocrites. I was with some people yesterday. They saw a promotional piece along the side of the highway, and it said, it was for people in Connecticut, you could buy cannabis in Massachusetts if you want to come to Massachusetts, because it's not legal in Connecticut yet. Why? If you can sell those damn cancer sticks to people and look at the tobacco companies, how much, look at the profit, look at their stock value. And they're all trying, they're beside themselves now that people are using other forms, like the drug companies. The drug companies, tobacco companies, they're the same. Just as it's the same, it's just a different product, that's all. And so when you see the benefits that come, you don't have to smoke the cannabis to get the benefits. The THC and the things that come from both hemp and cannabis are fabulously helpful. And yet people say, oh, it's a gateway drug. You know what? So is tobacco, nicotine. I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, but let's not be such hypocrites about all of this, frankly. All right, so anyway, I was talking about the Ides of March. It's Brutus Day in the Roman calendar. The days of the month are not necessarily numbered sequentially. There were division days, and one of them came in the middle of the month. It was called the Ides. And on the Ides of March in God knows what year, when the Roman Empire was falling apart, it was probably about 820 A.D., Julius Caesar was betrayed by a number of people, and they wanted, it's kind of like what happens in California. You know, let's get rid of the governor. Well, they want to get rid of Julius Caesar, so there was a plot against him, and one of the people who was a confidant of his, named Brutus, told the detractors where Caesar was going to be, and so when Caesar was where Brutus said he was going to be, somebody knifed him in the back. And that was the end. And Caesar turned around and saw Brutus and said, Et tu, Brute, and you, Brutus. So that's why this is called the Brutus Day or the Ides of March. Right. You like me telling that story, Jay? You
know? I do. I like it. I mean, I know the story of Julius and Brutus and all of that. I just never knew that the Ides of March were tied.
Yep. And it was at this time when 2 months were added to the calendar. In the old days before the Roman calendar, which is what we use now, was developed because they were such egotists, Julius and Augustus Caesar. There were only 10 months in the year, and it was 43 days, I think, in each month. And then when Julius and Augustus decided they wanted months named after them, i.e. July and August, that's where they came from. We now have 12 months. Pretty simple.
Isn't that why October is the 10th month of the year, but Oct is 8?
Yes, that's exactly right.
It was before July and August?
Yep.
Wow.
And December is 10. It used to be 10 months. That's where those came from. That's very astute of you to figure that out. Sep is 7 in the Romance languages, right? You got Sep. You have, if you take your, with the first part of the year, it didn't factor in. But then from 7 until 10, it did factor in. The 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th months were named after the Roman numbers. Septo, Octo, Novo, and Deco, or whatever, however they're pronounced. That's where it came from, yeah. And then Julius and Augustus got their ego assuaged by having
and things ended well for both of them.
There you go. That's it. It's Brain Awareness Week as well. How's your brain working? Satisfactorily, hopefully. It's, the more you read, the more you stimulate your brain, the more, that's one of the reasons I'm so thankful for doing this as I have for a living for almost 6 decades. It's great for my brain. And it's great for your brain to read, to think, to talk. Teach your children, get away from those damn devices and exercise your mind. There have been dire predictions from people as to what's going to happen to this generation, your generation, Jay, because they become so dependent on the devices, their brain is not stimulated, it's not used, and it's like a muscle. It's the same thing. If you don't use your brain and exercise it, then it'll go deaf, dumb, and blind. If you don't exercise your arms and your legs, the muscles atrophy. So, I don't know, I'd like to think it was a word to the wise. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. There's a couple of interesting things regarding money that I want to get to in a few moments, because I think that, what is it, money makes the world go round? Some people say love makes the world go round. I think the people on Wall Street would tell you differently. Money makes the world go round. I'll tell you something right now. Health is very important to all of us, and there is a mucus clearing and lung device that comes from a company called Navage that I've been talking about, I think, since when was it? December we started talking about this, I think? November, December? It comes in league with when the weather gets bad anyway, and you have the usual winter things, the flus, the colds. But this year, obviously, it was a lot different because the virus that we have had, most of it came through our nose. Some of the stuff enters through your eyes, but it's either your eyes or your nose. And by far, proper nasal cleansing is the easiest way for you to prevent this sort of thing from happening. You can get a shot if you want, whatever, but keeping your nose clean, very important. Start your day the way you do by washing your hands and your face, brushing your teeth, and then cleaning out your nose. Take about 30 seconds. The Navage nose cleaner is the only one in the world that has powered suction. You will love using it because it's so safe and easy, and you'll feel all the gluck that got caught in your nose from the night before just getting washed away. Clearly, you will breathe much better and feel much better and be healthier. Overall, Navage cleans out all the nastiness that's in your nose through the night. So when you brush your teeth in the morning and at night, clean your nose out as well. It's the smart thing to do. Navage, backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com to order it and enjoy using it.
Hated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
From the fact department, Goldman Sachs releasing a story, actually in Bloomberg today, about black women in our country being paid on average 35% less than white women. 15% less black men are paid 15% less than white men. This is Goldman Sachs research. The bank says closing the earnings gap would add 1.2 million jobs to the economy and $300 billion a year to the gross domestic product. I find it just gross that there's this inequity based on skin color. I just do. As not a liberal or conservative, the word I can't use on on the air. It's pretty obscene that there's this much of a difference for the color of one's skin. I don't get what there is about skin color that puts people off. I just don't. I say it all the time.
Here's something.
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay, so Bitcoin. How many people have invested in Bitcoin?
Missed the mark on that, dang it.
60, one cryptocurrency of Bitcoin now is worth $60,000. $60,000. Bitcoin's in circulation, $1 trillion around the world. They have doubled. The price has doubled this year. As a matter of fact, up 107% from the closing in December. Closing price December 31st, $28,987. And it's now $60,000 for one of these things. Good God. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi. Time for us to check in with Chuck Curry. Some of the movie news from the weekend, what did well, the box office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can't believe this Miss Piggy thing and Pepe Le Pew that's still being talked about. And some news about Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans being in a movie together. We'll get to that. And Chuck has got another surprise up his sleeve right after this.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Aha! The mainstay of our conversation. Chucker loves to get into news from the Godfather trilogy. All right, so what's cooking here, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, The Godfather, based on the novel by Mario Puzo, premiered in New York City this day, March 15th, 1972. The world was a little bit of a different place, especially in terms of going to cinema. Movies like The Godfather played many less theaters. Back in those days, they had 35mm reels. They went from city to city. You had probably Godfather on maybe 200-plus screens. Ultimately, went on to be the most highest-grossing film released that year. Number two was A Poseidon Adventure. So people lined up around city blocks back in the day to watch movies like that. And those movies had a real legacy. Went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. And compared to what they release now in terms of Oscar-nominated movies, I don't think anything compares now to what was 72, one of the greatest films of all time, being The Godfather, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
All right. So the Oscar nominations for this year, what a joke, have come out. Jay, what are some of the movies that have been nominated? This is an absolute ridiculous. I mean, I can't even begin to think that people. Anyway, give us what the list looks like at this point.
The Best Picture nominees are The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Give me that list again.
The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Okay. I go to the movies probably as much as anybody. I haven't seen any of those movies. I do want to see Trial of the Chicago 7. I don't think there's anything else on that list. Black Judas has gotten a lot of press. That there's nothing else that intrigues me. Chucker, what do you think of that list?
Well, I've seen Promising Young Woman. It's a very good movie. It doesn't compare to a movie.
Who's in it?
Like the Carrie Mulligan, and she's awesome in that film. The Father with Anthony Hopkins, he plays an aging man who's with the onset of
right. That looks interesting.
I mean, listen, most of these movies on this list, they're good movies, but the iconic movie has been missing for quite some time in the industry. I still go back to 97 when Titanic won the Oscar for Best Picture. That was a true Hollywood spectacle movie that deserved that Oscar that will stand the test of time. And my problem when you give the golden statue for Best Picture, that should be a movie that people will watch in 10, 20, 30 years on that. A lot of these films in 3 years, people won't care about them anymore. I do want to touch on one thing. A lot of buzz on Zack Snyder's 4-hour-plus Justice League movie, which premieres on HBO Max this Thursday, that features all the DC characters, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. Josh Whedon directed the theatrical cut, but Zack Snyder was the original director, and they took all his footage and cut it into a 4-hour movie. Buzz is pretty good. I got to tell you, it's probably going to get some decent subscribers for HBO Max, which hits this Thursday. And I still say Godzilla vs. Kong, which hits theaters and HBO Max same day, at the end of the month, will be a strong barometer of getting a lot of mainstream people back, Doug, into movie theaters. Number one movie this weekend, Raja and the Last Dragon, the Disney release, 5.5 million, 15 million in 2 weeks. And Tom and Jerry, number two, 4.1, 28 million in 2 weeks. More people are starting to tip their big toe, Doug, into going to the theater. We had 50 people at our theater in East Stroudsburg yesterday. That's the most since the pandemic. So it's a good sign.
Good. All right, I'll talk with you tomorrow about this Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans movie. I hope be time enough for that. No time now, though.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.